I wanted to know about your father. Like, when you, where were you born? In Pune?
I was born in Pune. I was staying in Pune next door to Baba's house.
Your family lived next door to Baba's house?
No, we were cousins also.
How are you?
My mother and Baba's mother were sisters. We, in the beginning, we used to live next door.
And what was your father doing?
My father was a, he was a cook, and then from the beginning in our family, you know, everybody liked Baba. Although he was a young man, young boy, and initially, young boy, everyone loved young boy. Then he got, earned respect from elderly people.
How was that?
Really love, his way of living, his thing. Because in the family, if there was any quarrel among family or something, he was there mediating. He was to bring them, talk to them, ask them to embrace each other. This way, in the neighborhood, there were so many different castes, Hindu castes, used to live in that area. These were among themselves, someone misunderstanding or fire. They came to know this very clever boy, very good boy. So as they used to wait till Baba come from school, they used to watch his cycles coming from, oh, please, they won't come here. And he used to go there and ask them and talk to them and make them friends and make them friends. This way, earn respect from elderly people. Mm. Although he was not before seeing Mama Jan, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Very early. And this way, earn respect from the neighbors, from school boys, and from family. So, naturally, everyone in our family was loved him, respectful. Or something, you know, yeah, no one had idea what he is. But some attraction was there towards him. And so everybody liked him and used to love him and respect. And this happened for a long time. And when this happened in school also, he was loved by Bob. They used to fight among themselves, they used to come to him. Elderly boys also in school. They used to fight, they come on, let's go to Melbourne. This girl. And many of us hear both parties and make them friends again and ask them to embrace them. This way, you know, so all the friends and all the neighbors and elderly people, they used to come and chat and they wanted to be with him all the time and talk to him. And he used to very good. General talk also they liked him. He'll pull out his neck, come on, and let him go. Loved him very much. But in 1921, then he used to go to Bhavajan and Upasima. He used to take them also. He used to tell about them.
The boys?
Yeah. His friend, his neighbors, all the friends, the elderly people, he used to feel. A few of them are not schoolboys also. Friends, neighbors. So they used to come and slowly the rumors spread and more people began to come to him. And he used to take them to Pasama and talk about them, about Bhajan. So everyone began to know they are Pasama. But the first many of them had no idea who they are.
Yeah.
Then he began introduced. And then once in 1921, when he went to Pasama, with big group. There was a big group of them. And their Bhavajan told them, why are you coming to me? I have given everything to you. He has got the key of the world and he will shake the world. Go to him. Why are you coming to me? He is a master. So since then the key returned back, then instead of putting hands, they were still. Oh, something else. All this time we had no idea. Then they realized that he is a perfect master. Not as avatar at that time. first we thought that he's the Bhava master.
Yes.
From then, you know, and then after returning home from Upasamara, Sakur, Rupana Puna, then this, now we must change his name. From Mehrvan to Mehrvan.
Mm.
One Mohammedan who was there with him at that time, he said, now, come Mehrvan, say it, or Mehrvan, no, Mehrvan Baba. Not the Sindhi person they called Baba. So Mehr Baba, he gave it. And then that man was transferred from Pune to Bombay. He was a PW engineer, and they were transferred to Bombay. He was a government servant. So they were there, they were missing him. So as soon as he came from Punar, Maharaj, then he left his home and went outskirts of Pune, built a hut, and stayed there for some time. And that time, those boys and friends, and they began to come to me.
You were one of them?
Yeah, in the evening.
You came in the evening?
In the evening, to go there, Baba used to say bhajan, all the things. They used to sing, they used to stay with him in the evening. And,
but you were pretty young then. You're
much younger. At that time, exactly at that time, the hut building, and then I was absent from Pune. I went to Quetta. I was sick and upset, and to recoup my health, I went to Quetta. It's north of India, yeah. Now in Pakistan. The Gohir's father was staying.
Yeah.
I went there to recoup my health. I was very busy.
You knew Gohir's father then?
Yeah. No, then I knew him because I came to Nagar, for my father was staying here. I came to Nagar, and there Gohir's mother came and she told me, I introduced me here because there was some marriage, Saru's sister marriage was taking place. And so they came for marriage. And there I introduced them, and there we found, and she told me, why didn't you come to Quetta and out with your daughter? I had one week, I had this sent, very bad this. All very weak.
And it was just you and Naja, that was only two children?
Yeah, yeah. No, we had two more. My elder sister, she died at the age of 7. And the other one brother, he died about the age of 4. Mm-hmm. So we two remained. Right. And then, Baba was there, then that man who went to Bombay, he wrote, we are missing, why did he come to Bombay? Then Baba, those were coming, they were Padri, Sarodhi, and all this.
So you and Padre were related also?
No.
No. But you knew Padre?
No, yes, from the school. Then they left. They left for Bombay, walking all the way from Pune to Bombay.
And
I was in Quetta. And then at that time, my sister came there. And she told me, now people call him Nirvana now, not Nirvana now. All this time, we used to say, great respect here. As soon as I heard, I said, now, let's go. And it came immediately. And Baba went into Mandiri, and I...
You didn't want to go to college or anything?
No. As soon as I came to know about his stay there, Baba, and then people calling Baba, I said, now he's Baba, I must go.
Were you ever interested in spiritual things before
this? No. But no, what happened? Baba used to tell in our family, to my mother, and my mother was interested in this thing. And because my Baba took my mother in confidence, because his mother never liked all this thing. He thought he's gone mad, he was going after the mad people, he lost his career, college, and everything left him. And she was against this thing. And my mother was giving up me. So my sister, my auntie and mother, they were separate because she didn't like it. She didn't allow Baba also to come to her house. But Baba was coming slowly. Because she said, Baba's mother said, my sister encouraged this boy.
What's your mother's name?
Piroja.
Piroja.
Piroja. Pilama Piroja, they call. And they said, this girl is this sister, my sister is spoiling my child. And he's encouraging this. And she didn't like. And he used to come and tell her about Maharaj. Well, whenever he used to visit Bharat, she used to come and tell her. And to tell her mother, he used to said, I'm going to see my brother. His elder brother, Gibson, was working in Bombay, Municipality, Clare Municipality. So he used to take some excuse, I'm going to see my brother Gibson, and he used to go there. But my mother knew, no one knew, only my mother. She used to tell seriously, and mother wanted to come on there, when are you going to take me to Maharaj? I want to come. And there we came to know about Maharaj. We had no idea what was spirituality or anything. We never read any book about that or anything. But what we heard from Baba about that, his God and this, then that much we knew. Mm-hmm. And then we knew that Baba became one of them. But we had left, came and stayed there. Now from there I said, I'm going there for Shiva. Your father says, he gave me a list to purchase something. Well, if you want to return, and he gave me one man also. If you return, he brings me. Otherwise, send him a man, servant. With the money, some thousand or more than that, to purchase something for the shop. They had a shop there. So I purchased.
Quite.
I said, I had a shop purchase. I came and I saw. I kept money and everything in Sarav's sister's house. I asked Sarav's sister, his younger sister was the elder sister who married, she was not out. So I asked, where they are? Give me the address, where Baba is staying. She gave me the address. You see, don't move, they won't allow you to go inside because they kept watchmen there, some Pathan, and he will throw you out. No one is allowed to go there. My brother's house is there. We are not supposed to go there. He doesn't come here. Where is we are? I don't know why. Now I went to spend a servant who was a Pathan. I said, you talk in the language, and I'm one of them.
So from Nagar, then you took this servant and went to Bombay?
From Kota. Yeah, I came to Kota.
The sister's house, though, was in
Kota. Sarav's sister's house in Bombay.
So you went to Bombay?
Yeah,
to the sister's house.
Uh-huh. From Kota, I came over to Bombay. Mm. We came to Bombay and I stayed one day, landed there, where to go? At Sir's house. I knew the place.
Yes.
I went there, they knew me. Off. I went there, put my luggage there.
You're related to them also?
No. Friend, I knew them. I put my luggage there and the servant I went to search. I had to there.
Yeah.
Find out where the and where they went. Instead of that watchman, the watchman wouldn't be out there. My father was there. But I was worried about...
Your father had come with Baba when Baba left Pune. Your father came. He quit his job and came.
He walked all the way. He walked from the place from Pune to Bombay.
And he had to support a whole family. But he just left. Came with
Baba. My mother died. My mother earlier in 1918
died. You were born what year? What year were you born?
And the three.
1903.
And then I was 15 years.
So then you went to the house where they were staying and your father was there.
Yeah, my father was watching on the veranda. The big apartment gate was far away. And from distance he saw me. He recognized me. I saw the new watchman I was trying. The watchman slowly in the compound. My father went and told Baba, and they were having some meeting. Baba was calling, sending me, and I was able to disperse. So as soon as they approached me, Padi is going somewhere, I go, sir, Padi, and they were telling me if he's going, what's wrong? I knew them very well.
Yeah.
I said, what is that, sir? He sees laughs and tells me to go. Because they are not allowed to talk to outside.
Yeah. So, how long had they been in Manzalamin by this time?
A few days.
A few days only.
Yeah. So, what was that? Turning Facebook. Then, call came. A man said, I asked the man to sit outside. Well, I saw Baba short.
He was talking.
Short, he was there. I went there and bowed down with me. He embraced me and kissed me. Then, how you can I say, Naya told me, I came there. She told me, I came immediately. What do you intend? Nothing, I have to stay with you. All right, see. See, then I says, when I brought one man with me, and I got some purchase, I would purchase something, and send it to the man. I brought the lease and money, and send it to the man. Well, you say not to move. Now, as my luggage, I bring no. There, not to leave this couple.
And Nadja, where was she this time?
She was in Quetta. Mm. Then she went some with the group, Gavel auntie or someone there. They went from here to there for sightseeing, for change.
She stayed with them.
Stayed with them. And came back after a few months, they came back.
But she couldn't live in Manzalamin.
No, Mandir, at that time, no.
Yeah, so.
Now I was there in Quetta. Then, my father was there. Then, also, then, our other man, he had no idea of Mumbai, where to go and where to go. We gave address, all this written on paper, and gave him instruction how to go and gave a note to our service sister, sell my luggage. From there, you find some money, packet money, and from the lease is there with the money, and purchase thing and send with this man. And the wind is not coming. I didn't wait. I stayed there.
And so, at the beginning, what were your duties in Manzalamin? You didn't go out to school or anything?
No.
And your father was cooking?
Or? Yeah. First, I went, my uncle, my father's sister, husband, had a shop there, big shop, present merchant. The first few days, 1 month, I was sent me to work there.
What kind of shop?
Provision stores. Big, very big stores.
What would Baba do during the day?
Baba all the time.
He would stay there in Montreal.
Yeah.
Then people would come and see him?
No one was allowed to come.
So what would he do all day?
No letter was, if someone used to write a letter, first he used to go to Baba, and Baba would read it, and then he used to pass to us.
Baba, did he go out of Manzalamin walking?
No, inside, in the hall. In the room, in the hall, somewhere. Sometimes he was alone all the time. Sometimes
Korshid would come and see him. Korshid would come and see him sometimes.
No other. No women were allowed to come there. But in one time, the few ladies were allowed to come when Rustam engagement with Mira's sister.
Uh-huh.
That time, few ladies were allowed to come to dinner, lunch, engagement time. Baba engaged them.
And then, is it true that after you left Manzalamin, though, and you came to Nagar for Rustam's wedding, I think, or something? But the first thing you did, you got off at the train and walked to Happy Valley?
Yeah, our train went to the whose quarters and the office. Further, only that building, L-shaped building.
Yes.
This side, garage, no cinema, nothing, whole compound, big compound. From Varna, you can see the road and everything. Only the new building is not completed. And we were kept there to wait for the marriage. But there was some arrangement was to be done, so some sent us to Happy Valley.
Did you walk by foot? No.
We walked all the way from Nagar to Happy Valley.
After you'd been there?
And then we stayed there for 1 day, half day, put our leg. Some say I made some arrangement there. Very good. So we walk all the way from there to with one car, our luggage, bedding, we kept our bedding and some utensils. We came there and stayed there in Happy Valley. For 3-4 days. We stayed there. Then we walk all the way to Nagar.
And then
when we stayed there, for wedding, all the guests began to come to this place. Adi was looking after Baba. He was looking after his bedding, his drink, tea, and all these things. Early morning, he used to come from his house with Baba all day. In the evening, at night, he used to go home. And then, early morning, he used to come, and Baba used to ask him who the guest came. So then, Adi told one, his uncle came. Mother's brother. He was a doctor in Bombay. He was a doctor. And he was anti-Baba. He didn't like Saros and Ayurstam and Adi left all the college and study and all this thing, and there, and they lost their career, and what they are doing with this madman. And he was empty. Rousseau was very hot-headed. He was tall, his shooter, just a party, well built, and very hot-headed. If anybody say anything, word against Baba, use Krishna. So he's type of man, Baba knew all these things. And he has a great love for Baba. Then, and he promised Baba, Yad Baba, when Baba is in Mandir, Baba, I will marry only when you attend my marriage. If you are never married, then I will marry. Otherwise, I will marry. There was a condition in the beginning. And his father, he was here. But as soon as he heard that my uncle came, my chest, Dr. Mandir, was he here? Does he know I'm here? So here he came to know, and on dinner time, on dinner table, Rustam and there had talk about you, and some was angry, and the hot discussion was going on. The elderly people came to them. Then Baba thought, what was the use of my staying here? For me, the marriage won't take place. So Rustam is sitting here, and he will say again that he will break his head.
So
Baba was Muslim. So immediately, as soon as in the beginning, early morning, Baba was washing his face, cleaning his teeth, and all this. And then Baba left the place. Adi was left. And in Mandir meeting, we had order. Wherever Baba was, we have to follow him. So Adi shouted, Baba is going, and he went to Baba. And we wake up, some was washing his face, some was doing toilet or something. We had to follow. We saw Baba going for a walk. So we went to have a little walk, come back. No left here or anything, simply went there. And Baba went all the way up to the bridge, you know, the line where it was Mirabad, the bridge, big bridge. Another bridge went the other side. While we were going here, you know, right side, went right side. So one village is up. We are thirsty also. So one man was drawing water, we went there, we drank our water, sat down in the tree for a few minutes. Then I said, no, let us go to the station. We came to the railway station. And there, Dharmara was there. So we stayed there in the afternoon. Then the evening, I said, no, now, about 4 or 5.
When was the wedding supposed to be?
Still time now. Few days more. So Baba, come on, let's go now to village zone. There we stay there, and from there we will be back. Our intention was there, to live near some village, and near the village, and bear food and stay there. From walking, coming, the Baba was walking with Baba. At that time, Baba was walking. We were walking together. And as soon as it came near Mihaba, such a roof. You know this roof?
Yeah, the tile roof.
So as soon as you saw, my father purchased some land here. And this was told to Baba in Mandir also by Rustam. If you want to live somewhere in the village, Baba said, I will come for your marriage, and then from on the go, we'll stay some village near village and beg our food. So Rustam said, why don't you go there? In the Ananga village, my father purchased some place in the remaining of the material house, military house, you know. My father was auctioned and he purchased some land there. And it's near village. Baba said, we'll think it over later on. Then at that time, we were walking, I remember. I said, Baba, this is a place somewhere my father purchased. Let us make an inquiry. They call a man who was standing there. Watchman, he came, and he said, Baba, is all this? Why did you say? I said, Baba, well said. And here the bell, you know, the roadside bell, we are pumping water up. There a tree is there, neem tree. Neem tree round the platform is there, round the tree. Round. About 2 feet. Round. So we said there, Baba said there. So we are standing nearby. Here time also, let us take a little rest here. We go from the station, waited there. In the meantime, while waiting, In the 5 minutes, we saw a motorcycle coming. And now there are some kids. We are also quick.
So Rustam came on cycle.
No, Rustam motorcycle came. Well, he was searching. When he came to know, someone went there to ask to give food or something. And he came to know someone there. So he was searching in town. And then he found out someone said, we saw a guru was going this way. So he followed. And as soon as we sat there, within 5 minutes, the someone said, came. And so he said, came to Baba, you promised you got to my marriage. And you are living in good. So I'm coming with you. I don't want to marry. You said if you return to me now, if you don't return, I'm going with you. I'm coming with you. Baba said to the best friend, he said, no, he said, no, Baba. Therefore, I'm going with you. I don't know why. Then Baba said, Baba thought, I, to avoid the fight, I came here. Now this, something happened. All right. I'll come to your marriage. We'll do one thing. Go and sell my luggage, yeah? Take my father. Take my Masaji with you on cycle and send all the luggage here. And just the part of the Kaisa Kunati, Sankar Sanko, but Supai, Sankar,
send all the luggage. Send all the luggage to Maribor.
Oh, Maribor. And then, I will say, Baba, he said, somewhere here our property, I will find out, don't worry. And then he made boss and boss, I go and order some food and from village, somebody, bring one or two lantern and some rope to draw water or something. So they went from village, where they now had set up their house. And there the man, he paid some money to them. He said, I'll prepare with them and you come and take it. He brought it and we ate the bhakti and some vegetable. He ate one or two lantern was there. We opened the water, took out the water. We slept on the ground there, on the platform there under the tree. In the morning, we got up and searched the house. The one big, nice building was there, post office. So big, not big one. So narrow, long, but the building was very good. And the other building, where now Jungle Estate, remember, there was full of luggage, material. All building, but the stone, bamboos and all the tiles and all the. So we said, we'll remove and keep it out. Now some to take it away, and then we'll clean and we stay there. By the time the small room will do, the post office, military post office. We stay there. 23. First we step there. No.
That's when he got married. You know, I was wondering, in Manzalameen, did Baba ever keep somebody awake with Baba? You know, like he did yesterday? I mean, like he used to do in later years, someone stayed awake all night?
I was waiting a few hours from midnight. 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours.
And someone else came also. He started that thing.
From the night till midnight, sometimes 11 through 12, he used to have a talk and discuss with Dr. Ghani Ramju. And they were talking, discussing. And then one of them used to come to wake me up. Come on now, we go over here. Sometimes they finish at 11 o'clock. Then they come, sometimes 12, sometimes 10, 30. Then they used to come and pick me up and I should go and sit there. And near then, him.
And then he would sleep.
That's a Baba sleep on the ground floor.
Yeah.
But then the floor up there, so upstairs, you see, the floor was a wooden one.
Yeah.
He was sleeping. And I would sleep near him. Not stand, stay away. Open your eyes and I was sitting near his left feet. I was sitting near his feet. Why? Because in case if I do, you should keep. Lila, doctor, you have to sit whole hours together, not to move, not to read, not to write, no light. Next time the eyes will close. And that time we are not old, we are young. Yeah. So young need more sleep. And daytime no sleep. So I have to get key sometimes.
Did someone come later in the night to relieve you or no? You never got to sleep?
In the early morning, someone used to come and relieve me.
And did you ever get to sleep?
No, at daytime no sleep.
So you never got any sleep?
Yes, in the beginning, at 9 o'clock, I used to go to sleep. 9 to 11, 10, 13, 12, some to 12. Very rarely 12, 11. From 10, 30 onward, sometimes they used to come.
So both of Adi's father, both of his sons were in Manzalameen. And he didn't mind?
They don't lie much. But his mother was 100% of
Baba. But she never got to go see Baba in Bombay.
No, she came for my engagement. That time, then they came for the sermon.
But Mara's... Baba had known Mara's sister from Pune days.
Yeah. Mara's mother came to Baba.
In Pune.
Yeah, they were in Pune.
But they she came, never got to come to Bombay.
They came, his mother, Mara's mother came and she was asking Baba to make this arrangement, this Jerusalem. So, will be permission, we are soon. Baba is in that place.
Yeah, but the mother, she never came to Bombay either during those days.
No, and that time I think I don't remember exactly she came and told what happened.
Yeah.
Then I don't remember now. Well, she was there, she asked Baba. Maybe the reason. Yeah. And Baba said, all right, Baba said, I'm Muslim first. Baba, you said, I'm married, but this condition. So, Baba, at that time, every time we went there, Baba was in the Muslim room. And then, as soon as the priest, the man said, it's over. The priest, the blessing, and everything. So, immediately, both of them went to Baba.
Okay.
And my brothers went to Baba, and Baba embraced them, killed them, gave them blessing. And we took our food there, and we came.
So, yeah, from Mehrabad, then you went back to Nagar for the wedding, and then back to Mehrabad?
Yeah. Then we went back to Mehrabad. We did stay there.
Yeah.
You know, Baba knew if I stay there, you know, they won't die.
Yeah.
And all this thing.
Yeah.
Because many of Sir's father was, didn't like Baba.
So, when, since, let's see, no. So Baba and Adi, they weren't related at all.
Yeah.
Okay, you can take it now.
Adi and Mehrad.
Yes, and Adi and Saroj. And Adi and Adi and Korshid.
Yeah.
Good boy. Do you think I can go in the Baba's room?
Yeah.
Good.
So.
Anything wrong?
Hmm?
No money.
Money? Partners get free now. This is part of partnership.
Yeah.
Well, but I never knew that story.
No, too.
About how you weren't quite there and then you came to me. Your father. And your
all
mother.
The time I was there. In the beginning, when I was a child, when I was going to school, more 9 years or 10 years. In that school, it was Russell School. It was Russell School, Parsi School. In that, they used to teach about Russell. Every morning we used to pray and then Russell. teaching was 1 half hour, 1 hour teaching. And that is, that was about how the lesson was there, his miracle and all these children. And that time, thought used to come to me. How lucky those people were there. The time of the lesson was there. Those population, you must have seen after of the age. And how lucky the relative, the children, they were there. We used to see him every day. Now unlucky we are. In our time there is no Sarasa, no avatar. Then in our we put the Sarasa. At the age of 9, before the age of 11 we have to put this. Then this our Sarma was saying to us, we must learn some prayer. So some engage some priest every hour. They come and teach us for my mother asked Baba to teach us, to me and Maya. Baba used to come and teach me, teach us. So that time, my learning, I said, how nice it would be, Mirva. Because we love and respect so much, Mirvan, we like so much. That's how nice it should be if Mirvan become of that. Yes, we can see you. We are so unlucky, we are not seeing of that. And to stay our period, very bad period. If you become nice, it will be good. And then the thought is, when you used to teach me that.
But you didn't even know about Perfect Master or anything, but you thought.
Yeah.
Yes, I told you, 5 minutes,
okay? So you still have that thought about Baba.
Hmm?
How lucky if Marijuana.
No. Other than when you was teaching me, I was seeing how nice it looks. If you become after, we can see we are unlucky. You could see it as well. And those times, in class also in the majesty, when you were teaching us prayer. And because when you used to see, every morning you used to get up, early morning, 5 o'clock, every morning you used to say, you will sing the praise of God in Russian, no? Personal language. He, every morning you will sing, he had a good voice. Neighbor never took objection why you are disturbing your sleep. On the contrary, how was the five of Nirvan singing? They enjoy, although they couldn't follow the wording, meaning of the, but the song and singing, they liked that. So instead of complaining why you are disturbing your sleep, they used to enjoy. You know, they used to keep their hands in the Bible. So this way, the attraction was there so much to surrounding. We thought it's something else. Mm. Although no one knew who it is. But there was something attraction. But then they used to give respect. Although the younger, the elder people used to say, oh, man, they liked him.
And later, when you found out that Baba was Avatar, you remembered when you thought that?
Yeah, I got one. And being a Madhuram, we thought he's a Parama Master. Then slowly he rebelled in there. But probably he rebelled later on. But in Madhuram, he slowly rebelled to us. But in the beginning, how many years we thought he's a Parama Master.
So that's why when you heard in Quetta that they'd gone to Baba, you were so ready to go.
I knew he is Paramahansa. Why? Mira Baba.
You had thought that before.
Then my thought, as well, what I was thinking and wishing, my wish was fulfilled.
But even in Zoroastrian, they taught you that the Avatar comes back again?
No.
No.
No, I was so lucky they were. At that time, we are so unlucky. What I know. So lucky they are, they saw the population surrounding the neighbor, they saw him. And we are so unlucky. But in my childhood, I was 9 or 10 years old. The thought is to pass me. When he was sitting, he became so nice. So, all my abuse came through.
But then, at the beginning, you say they thought he was perfect master. Then when did you come to know, though, he was Avatar?
Then, because in a way, slowly disclosed Malli. The Malli reform very beginning, not immediately in Muslim, slowly disclosed. And then we came to know. But for a public, it is very late now. Very late.
You don't remember one specific time where you yourself thought he's Avatar?
I was thinking, if that was not him, so never left him.
So how lucky you were.
Yes, I'm happy because my life, I was thinking, wishing, fulfilled. Hello, how are you? What?
How unlucky I am.
What? You are lucky because you are here. You are saying all this about lovers and about work. You leave your house, left your house, can they come here and stay here and do all the work for boys and girls? Baba lovers. No, sir. You're right, no?
I'm all right. So you're going to take a nap now?
No, really. Giving my time. Waiting for my father's visa.
Your visa?
Yes, I'm waiting for my visa.
Kevin doesn't know.
Yeah, no, he doesn't know. You send me visa. Will you?
Waiting to bail out.
Will you send my...
Tell him about Sarosh and...
Divinite, you know, Divinite. Huh?
But why?
They're after me and Divinite because under the table.
Under the table?
They give under the table. And they got visa. And I have no money on him. So I'm waiting in the queue.
Waiting for your ticket out.
No, my passport is ready, everything. There's no visa. What? And he also got his passport. No, he's waiting. He's after me now.
He's got his passport.
No, sir. Yeah, Russell's got his passport after me, but he's got his visa in the meantime. Only 2 years after me, name also. So, they gave me a table and so on.
Narayan, what was Narayan's last words? Did he say anything?
No, he was in Mumbai. In my Mumbai. He said, as love through, they go, no, she was there. She last met in Bombay. She said, I'm going there. I want to give some message there. I'll give my love to all. And that time it was all right now. Huh? After the interview, it was all right. The film collapsed. Next day. So this happened. So they are in front and they have money. And that table they give something. And I'm a poor man and anything. Standing queue waiting for us.
You're stuck here for a while.
How long? It's for us.
He's got some friend there. You got any friend?
No, he doesn't have friends. No friend. No chance.
You said...
No chance. You must stay and wait. Just wait.
You'll do something.
No.
Come on, look. Get me a visa.
Perform the ritual.